know, that's what you live for. You know, we play a game. You know, it's our job, but you know, growing as individuals and just kind of just learning what the world's all about. You know, that means a lot, and that's really what we're here for. I try not to. The one thing I try and do is not think about the past. You know, I think it's hard to do, but you know, I'm always striving. I think that's what you got to do. World Series was great. You know, 10.5 back. You know, coming from behind, that was awesome. Getting All-Star nod. You know, I embrace that. You know, the fans voting. It's a good feeling. But I'm always trying to do more, and I want to win, and that's what this is all about. Whether it's an All-Star game or for the Cardinals, it doesn't matter, man. It's about winning.
Best baseball for this team is still to come after you get done with this All-Star break.
I hope so. And every year you get halfway through the season, analysts, media, everybody talks about how, you know, this team's out, this team's not going to make it, this and that. And you look back at 2011 and it's not the case, because a lot of things can happen, and that's the way we view it. You know, obviously we take it one day at a time. You know, we try and go that way, but this is a crazy game, and it showed last year that, you know, crazier things can happen.
Dave, you talked about Tony again. What about for Tony, kind of his last send-off here?
He deserves it, bottom line. The fact that, you know, what Tony's done in this league for 30-something years, you know, the way he manages the game, the way he cares about winning, you know, he deserves his shot. It's awesome. The fact that, you know, the NL World Series champion manager gets to come back here and manage a bunch of All-Stars. You know, Tony La Russa deserves this.
The first couple of years of your career, what did he kind of do for your career to kind of jumpstart you?
You know, it's a growing process. You get to the big leagues, obviously you're going to be nervous, you're going to be anxious, but you got to embrace it. And Tony taught me a lot. You know, Tony taught me how to keep going. You know, 6 months in the big league season, a lot of people don't understand what that's like. And it's different from the minors, it's different from college, high school, it doesn't matter. You know, playing for Tony has brought me to this point. Yeah, he'll be all right. He'll fit in. Nice speech.
can you talk about Chipper Jones' career a little bit? From afar, what have you thought about him? He's still here at 40 years old.
Chipper's the man. Bold, you know, all caps. Yeah. Chipper's the man. Growing up on TBS, watching the Braves, you know, you walk on the bus, you get in the back of the bus, and there's Chipper in the back, you know, saying, "Hey, Freeze, what up?" You know, come on, man. No way that's happening.
Yeah. It's pretty cool being here.
How you doing? Good to see you again. Yeah.
Pretty cool for you to be here on his last one.
Oh, great. You know, I think when the final vote, you know, came out, and there was five of us, and obviously I was a part of that. You know, there was a big piece of me that I wanted to be here, absolutely. But, you know, Chipper, the fact that Chipper's here, you know, that's cool. He deserves to be here. You know, I mean, he's played in this league for, 20 years. I mean, it's cool. You look at him right now, it's, you know, he wants to be here. You know, his family, he's got his boys in the back of the bus. And the fact that, you know, he gets to be here and I'm a part of this, man, it's cool.
Thank you. Yeah. So last year, you got MVP. Mm-hmm. Now that you are the All-Star, so what do you feel about that?
It's crazy. You know, it's about embracing the moment. You know, I try not and look behind. You know, I try and look forward and just do what I can and represent the Cardinal organization. But to actually be here, get voted in by the fans, you know, it's humbling. It's flattering. It's, you know, every word out there, you know, that describes it. It's a great feeling to be a part of this.
Do you still have a good luck? charm for the Ichiban.
What's that?
Ichiban.
Yeah, I still have it. It sounds on my bedpost, I swear.
That's
I swear.
Right?
Yeah, I swear. I still have that pick. Yeah. It's on my phone still.
You got that MVP and all stuff.
Was that game two? Oh, okay. Before game two, we did that? Oh, that was cool. Yeah, that was cool. That was a good time.
David, how's just soaking up this experience? You talked about the experience with Chipper. What's been like the most wide-eyed moment where you just said, man, I'm really here, and man, I'm here with all these guys I've looked up to for so many years?
It's right now. Right now, like, you got this media session, and just sitting here, and you look around with all these all-stars, and just the fact that, you know, you're a part of this group, it's flattering, man. It's unbelievable, the fact that, you know, I'm in Kansas City, and you play for Tony one last time. I mean, it's just fitting. It's perfect.
You had so many huge moments in Game 6 and Game 7, the fact that was determined by the All-Star game. I'm guessing that reinforces the fact that this game, you know, last year really did count, and this one tomorrow counts again because it could, you know, predict where that game is.
Yeah, again. Fielder hit a pretty big home run last year in the All-Star game, you know, and it does make a difference. And we're gonna put on the uni tomorrow, and we're gonna try and win a ball game. You know, obviously, we're here to have a good time and kind of, you know, meet and hang out with a lot of people that we don't have a chance to deal with, but it's about winning, and that's what this game is about, and we're going to come out of here tomorrow and try and win a game.
Talk about Mike Matheny this year and what you like about him.
He's arguably the greatest guy I've ever met, bottom line. I've known Mike for a couple years now, even before he was my manager, and you know, I can't say enough about Mike. You know, obviously he knows the game. You know, he belongs at the helm of the Cardinal organization. You know, he's just a great guy. He, you know, we're privileged to have him as our manager.